hints.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. So what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall.
Sponsors? Nope. You just wanted to ask that because you knew the answer.
I did it on purpose. I'm sorry. Now with hints from Heloise, here's Dave.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Hints from Heloise is a syndicated column. It's a column to help you with your life. It is usually ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News, but today it is pilfered from various internet websites. And I had to kind of piecemeal this together because I didn't want to pay $1 to the Washington Post
for
unlimited access to Heloise.
And I forgot my WAPO password or I would have given it to you.
So we're going to make do with what we have. By the way, I think Kraftwerk should have gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the strength of the Heloise theme alone.
Do you think they'll ever make it?
No. Well, maybe. After they let everybody else in.
They'll be the last one.
Right. But yes, this is Computer Love by Kraftwerk, if you want to do hints for yourself later. All right, let's start with Marianne W. via email. Dear Heloise, when my father passed away, I had a whole bag of his neckties. I sewed them into a Christmas tree skirt, and now Dad's with us every Christmas. It's sweet, right?
I mean, no.
What kind of Christmas tree skirt do you have?
I don't even have a tree.
Are you going to have a tree?
No. I haven't had a tree in, I don't know, years, 15 years.
What a dark cloud you are.
I just don't want to deal with it. I'll go to other people's houses for Christmas.
Right, but you don't want to feel the spirit? You don't want to come home to Christmas lights?
No, I want to feel like it's just another day.
That's sad, Danny.
I mean, Christmas was fun when I was a kid, and when I had a kid, but he's grown, and I just don't share the same Christmas perspective. And by the way, Dad's not still with you. He's dead. They're just ties.
They're just stinky, ugly ties.
Out of date, out of style ties that you sewed together.
Big, fat, paisley ties that everybody's like, where did you get that ugly-ass tree skirt?
It's so Daddy will be with us every holiday season.
Heloise writes, dear readers, here are some of my classic gift-wrapping hints. For a wandering soul or traveler, wrap the gift in an old road map.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yellowed sheet music is great for a musical talent, pianist, or aspiring rock star.
Penis.
That's a good idea, too. See, Heloise is actually doing her own work.
Yes.
Instead of just reprinting letters from other people.
The Sunday comics make a colorful wrap for a kid or a kid at heart.
I used to wrap presents in comic book paper when I was a kid. Did you ever do that?
No, did not. Although the comics these days are terrible. You wouldn't want to put today's comics on your wrapping.
That's the first thing that goes out of the Sunday paper when
it's
I get it.
Such garbage.
So I couldn't even tell you, are there any classics that are still being printed? Like,
I don't know.
Peanuts or
Mary Worth.
Peanuts.
Luann.
Is it Family Circus?
Yes.
That's
Funky Winkerbean.
Handicap. I mean, are those still in there?
Seriously. We as a society have moved past comics. I mean, comic books, graphic novels, that's one thing, but comic just, strips?
Yeah.
Just memes.
We're done with that. We don't need them anymore.
No Snuffy Smith.
No BC.
BC. Did you like BC?
God.
Hagar the Horrible.
Oh, they weren't ever funny.
No. Have you ever laughed one time? I mean, they used to have like the Far Side in the paper, and that would occasionally elicit a laugh.
Or maybe even provoke a thought.
Right.
Not anymore.
A colorful bandana can be wrapped around a jewelry box or similar small gift. Pop a gift in a reusable grocery bag for the environmentalist. And a baby gift can be wrapped in a blanket or swaddler. Use your creativity to give your gifts extra pizzazz.
You're ridiculous.
I'm just trying to help people. Dear readers, working overtime is Heloise this time.
Oh, man.
Here are some uses for an old phone book.
Buck.
Number one.
It's a phone buck, Dave.
Keep it in your car's trunk for reference.
What does that mean? For reference?
I guess if you need to look up a number, you just pull over to the side of the road and pop your trunk.
In case your phone runs out of power.
In case somebody says, hey, do you have a phone book? You can say, yeah, right. It's in the back of my car.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
I have a 1998 Southwestern Bell Yellow Pages right here.
This letter also could have been printed in like 1978, too.
Wad up the pages and use as packing material.
Not a bad idea.
Use as a booster seat for a young child.
Or just get a booster seat, you cheap bastard.
Right. You think the cops, when they pull you over, will accept the phone book as a booster seat?
You think that's compliant?
If nothing else, recycle it.
Do you still get a phone book? Does it ever show up
at
your house?
Rarely, but
seems like once a year I'll get one.
Yeah, like once a year I will get one that's just thrown on my front porch and I just walk it around the house and put it right into the giant recycling container.
I just throw mine right back out into the street.
Just chunk it in a storm drain?
Just frisbee it right into the storm drain.
Oh, man. Okay, a few more. Hints from Heloise. This is from Michael V. in Cypress, California. Dear Heloise, I'm amazed at cashiers and checkers sneezing and coughing into their hands while I'm in the checkout line. Twice in 2 weeks, I've backed out and moved to another register. This is something that should be addressed in a store meeting. I see others raising their arms and covering their mouths with their forearms.
I mean, that's the way you're supposed to sneeze, right? Don't you?
Yeah, like that's how they teach the kids in the elementary school, like Dracula's cape.
Yeah, you sneeze into the crook of your elbow. The crotch of your elbow. Or if you're wearing a coat, I always just like cover my face in the coat and sneeze inside the coat.
Or you can just pull the collar of your shirt up and just sneeze onto your chest. And then just pat your shirt down and absorb all the mucus.
Yeah, but then you got it back on your hands because it seeps through
your
shirt.
No, it doesn't go through the shirt.
It could. It depends on the thickness of the shirt.
You lightly tap it. You just lightly tap it, and it'll be fine.
Well, I hope this comes up in their next Albertson store meeting.
I know! I mean, if you are a manager at any kind of retail establishment, call a staff meeting today!
Seriously.
And talk about proper sneezing and coughing etiquette. Especially here during the cold and flu season.
Right. Because all you're doing is putting your boogers on their milk carton, and then they go home, and then they get it on their hands, and then everybody's sick.
Nancy in the Villages, Florida writes, Dear Heloise, we save our crumbs from pretzel and potato chip bags, crackers, non-sweet cereal, etc., and mix them in a container. These make fabulous, tasty coatings for fish and chicken. We never get the same mix twice.
I don't have crumbs because I'm the guy that turns the bag upside down
right.
And filters every last ounce.
You dump it right into your face.
Yep.
Eat all my food.
I do eat all my food.
You do not waste.
Mm-mm.
I'm so proud of you.
I know you're a bag tipper, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just did some a minute ago.
Now they're not sweeping these crumbs off the floor into a bag, are they?
I don't think so. They have like a mason jar that they tip all their cereal and chip bags into. It's like the same kind of jar that you might save your boogers or your fingernail clippings in.
Why would you do that?
For coating fish and chicken. I don't know. Two more.
You're nasty.
Carol via email writes, "Dear Heloise, I want to urge everyone to refrain from wrapping handrails on stairways with lights or greenery. This is especially important for outside steps, which may be slippery from rain, snow, or ice. Many people, especially older individuals, need to have the handrails available indoors and outdoors."
All right. It makes sense.
You think you're making that handrail real pretty with your garland, but it might cost Grandma her hip.
That's How much great. Did that garland cost you? About 78 cents?
Right.
That hip's going to run to about 100 grand.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. And are you willing to pay for the surgery? Get rid of the garland. Do it now.
And finally, Lucy in Mission Viejo writes, "Dear Heloise, Dear Heloise, I found a way to get in a few extra arm exercises a day."
Me too. Well, one arm.
"I keep a basket of 2-pound weights in my bathroom. When I use the bathroom, I have a minute or two to grab them and get some arm lifts done. It works for me."
So when she's taking a grunt, she's also knocking out some curls?
Right.
Yeah.
One, two.
Look, I'm all for multitasking, but that is meant for looking at your phone, if even that.
Right. I mean, if that is you getting exercise, 2-pound weights while you're taking a dump.
Seriously? Like, I might knock out.
Lucy is 500 pounds, I guarantee
it. I might knock out a word on Words with Friends, but that's about the extent of the length of time I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be blasting my quads while painting a bowl.
You could just bench press the lid of the commode. Just take that off. Do some shoulder presses.
Get your delts working.
And that, my friends, is Hints from Heloise.
God, they must think we're stupid. The only good thing that I liked out of that was maybe using sheet music for wrapping paper. That's a cool idea.
You'll do that trick?
No, I'm sticking with aluminum foil and baker's paper.
Okay.